We find all kinds of things in the shop. It actually started to be a souvenir shop because no one on Broadway handled souvenirs. And I knew souvenirs alone wouldn't carry the shop as far as income. So we decided to do funky socks. At the time I opened, they were a great big item. And they have actually carried the shop over the first four, maybe 5 years. We're in our seventh year now. We also carry a small amount of ladies' clothing, ponchos, scarves, that sort of thing, lightweight.
All right. Now, I've been accused on occasion of having funky socks, but this is from my mother telling me on certain occasions. Tell us about these type of socks, mismatched socks or different designs on them as well?
Yes, there are several kinds. We have the mismatched socks. They're soulmate. Their motto is, "It's life's too short for matching socks." The socks have the same colors, but they have different designs. And then we also have socks that are like for doctors, firemen, babysitters, hairdressers, some with themes for basketball, football, almost anything you can imagine.
So men and women?
Men and women's both, yes. Mm-hmm. And then we also have some soft and fluffy socks that you want to put on at night. Keep your feet warm during the winter. Let's see what else. We have every kind of sock there is, basically.
Lolly, what got you into putting a shop together, wanting to do some sort of retail thing like that?
It all started with a pop-up shop that flopped. My frame photography wasn't a thing. And the merchants talked about, because I was a photographer, to do some pictures of the lighthouse and start with some souvenir items. And threw it around for a while, saved some money doing a couple part-time jobs, and ran into a little space down in the 400 block of Broadway that Steve and I thought would work. And in 2015, we opened up there, and in 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic, moved into the hotel.
Yeah. Well, once they redid that hotel, it's become a beautiful space. There was a point where we weren't even sure around here what was going to happen to that hotel. Remember that time?
Yes, exactly right. And they preserved a lot of what was in the hotel. The woodwork and everything is all original. It's very lovely.
What are your hours for your shop that you have?
Right now, I'm open Thursdays and Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Fridays from 3 to 7. But as the weather warms up and we get more tourists and more activity at the hotel, my hours do lengthen on those 3 days.
You mentioned you sort of had sort of souvenir things like that. I mean, you're a big booster of Lorraine, obviously, as well. What's some of the neat things that you might have that people...
Oh, we have the lighthouse on almost everything. Placemats, mugs, mouse pads, little plaques, coasters... Just about everything you can imagine that you use in the house, we have the lighthouse on. I've also added pictures of the hotel and the Basco Bridge on some of the items. So it's no longer just the lighthouse. It's some other items as well.
The now open Basco Bridge. I just want to keep that as a traffic report that we want to bring
out. A lot of people want to use that this morning. You know, we've seen a lot of changes here downtown on Broadway. The hotel is one of them, of course. Has that been a positive for you? I would think so.
Yes, definitely. When I opened up in 2015, in November, things on Broadway were not moving. Everybody said, you'll be lucky if you make it. And then Speak of the Devil opened, and shortly after that, Uniontown opened, which became my neighbor. And of course, those things all brought more people to Broadway. And of course, as we know now, we have a lot more businesses that bring people downtown. We need more retail. We need to add retail to Broadway. It will keep people downtown. Right now they come down and eat and they don't have much else to do.
So if I come into your store and just come in and browse and buy, or do we sit and chat for a while?
Oh, you can sit and chat. We have no problem with
that. You meet a lot of nice people, different people that come
through
there?
Oh, I have met people from all over the United States, actually. A lot of them coming back for class reunions, weddings, unfortunately funerals. And they all want to take something back from Lorraine. They are my biggest souvenir supporters. It was home to them at one time, and it still is home. I know my home is still Pittsburgh, even though I've been here 62 years. So, yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned, too, the lighthouse is on a lot of different items you mm-hmm. have. Do you have any individual Simply Lorraine lighthouses? Is that part of it?
No, I do not. I let that up to the Lighthouse Foundation.
Ah.
Okay. They have produced some of those items, and it's right. their lighthouse.
Yeah. You're just a stone's throws away from that Lorraine sign, though, that they posted up there on the corner yeah. as well, which has become a little bit more of an attraction for people,
yes,
too.
Yes, and I have taken a picture of that sign, and my new T-shirts and tank tops have that script on the front of the T-shirts.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning and helping support our celebration of Lorraine. Lolly Bancic from Lollipop's Gift Shop. Again, they're at 301 Broadway in Lorraine inside the Ariel Broadway Hotel. And you can also check them out on Facebook. There's a lot of great pictures of the different items that they have out there. Lolly, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for stopping
Thank
in.
You. Stop in.
It is coming up on 8:32, and we're going to check check of business and also look at news. And then we've got coming on our way the mayor of Lorraine. It's going to be a beautiful day when the mayor comes on in just a little bit. And also the library and folks from First Federal Savings still on tap as we continue on with our Celebrate Lorraine, brought to you on WEOL by Vandemark Jewelers.